All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on the second guest show live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, be the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss hosting. He'll have on with him Saints head coach Dennis Allen, and his guest will be Saints linebackers coach Clancy Barone. And then at 7:30, right here on the Big 870, free on the Odyssey app, it'll be the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Washington Commanders, the two former Heisman Trophy winners from LSU going against one another. Let's go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, thank y'all for taking my call. Right. Hey, look, Mike and Bobby, look, we can't sit here and make excuses just like y'all said, man. They got beat up front. But I do want to make this point. I don't know, I saw a big drop in the production of the offense with no Taysom Hill, number one, and then losing your center. That's part B of number one because, yeah, like you said, Mike, he's the quarterback of the O-line and the guards. And just you saw a big drop when that happened. We can't sit here and make excuses. I just thought that the offense didn't come up when they needed to. A couple of those field goals, if one of those would have been a touchdown instead of 3 points, we having a different conversation today.
Yeah, listen. If you're going to tell me that every game our scoring defense, like, again, we came into the game giving up 14.5 points. We gave up 15. We should win every game. If I'll scoring, you know, you might say bend but don't break. It didn't matter the yards. It's that scoring defense, what you're doing red zone defense. And that was one thing. When you look at red zone offensive defense, we were outstanding. The Eagles were only one of three in red zone offense. But guess what? We were one of three in red zone offense. So it was a push. So, Mike, that's when we were getting in the red zone the first two games, you know, against Carolina and the Cowgirls. We're getting touchdowns. And, you know, all of a sudden you go one of three, that's not so good. And that's outstanding for the defense. And like Dennis Allen said, the chunk plays, you could bend and then, you know, I'd break it, but you can't give up those chunk plays. If you look at
Bob, they
Saquon's running the tight end play at the end. We played awesome for three quarters.
Think about it, though. They hit on the chunk plays. The Saints misfired on that one chunk play in the end zone. It was a little underthrown, but, man, I've seen receivers make much tougher catches than that. Well, Rashid, it went right through his hands on that play.
Well, he got targeted five times, and he had
zero catches.
Speaking of zero, and listen, I like Cam Jordan. I think he's an outstanding citizen.
Well, you hear the clock ticking.
It sucks getting old for football. But Cam Jordan now in three games, he has two tackles. He didn't even make the stat sheet. The one who made the stat sheet is Carl Grandison.
Man, Carl was outstanding.
Carl Grandison is the man. That's the guy to me that week in and week out, he's having a dramatic impact. And as far as young players, Brian Brzee. But I still think Brian Brzee, you know, on the run, you want him to get better there. But, boy, he had two sacks, Mike. If you look at it, he had two quarterback hurries, two tackles for a loss. And I don't know if I've ever seen this as much. Paulson and Debo, they were kind of – because he was guarding
Devontae
Smith a lot. He ended up having 10 total tackles and all unassisted. So, no, he's putting his head down. But, you know, I thought Lattimore needs to take more of a leadership role if you want to be the guy and make have a greater impact. We know what you've done, but if you want to get paid in the future and the other teams are looking at this, Lattimore has to have a more defensive impact for this team.
Longshoreman, I agree with what you said. They made a few more plays that the Saints didn't, and that's what it comes down to in most of these close games. Yeah. They made them, and you didn't. Not that you didn't have opportunities. You didn't come up with the big play, and they were able to come up with it.
Hey, Mike, I want to ask you all this about Penning, too, man. What the hell was he thinking? Was he like think he was on the movie Blindside? I thought that cost us in that where we were in the game. Man, you can't take the dude and put him in the bleachers. If you're going to put him on the bench, at least give him a cup of Gatorade when you're done with him. Man, you can't cost us 15 yards after we needed that drive, and we needed that one to result in some points. And if I'm not mistaken, I think
we got a touchdown. No, we ended up recovering, but we shouldn't have been in that situation. Okay. No, we ended up recovering and getting a touchdown on that. But that's stupid. You know what that's like? And Saints fans remember this. That's like Kyle Turley Jr., you know, when he grabs it, you can't be out of control. You want to be aggressive. You want to be intimidating and all that, but you have to be somewhat in control, and you can't lose your mind. So if you're blocking somebody way out of bounds, you just got to stop. You can't cost your team if you're ever in that scenario. And, Mike, if you look at it, that personal foul penalty, it was 3rd and 4, and, you know, and Kamara got 5 yards.
Yeah.
And then we have that. And then, so we're now on the minus 46-yard line. And then it was 2nd and 10. And then Carr hit Olave plus 29. To me, that was the pass of the game. It was 4 minutes and 19 seconds left at that time. We're at the 21-yard line. Then Kamara plus 4, then plus 9. Jamal Williams had 0 yards. Then with a minute 57, Carter Olave, 12-yard touchdown, went 9 plays, 50 yards to take a 12-7 lead. So it didn't hurt us, but at the time I'm thinking, Trevor Penning, what are you doing?
And
the game, you cannot let that happen. And that's why you want to be violent or controlled violence, however you describe it. But you can't be a lunatic. You can't be like crazy and not aware of your surroundings. It's like when Kyle Turley's trying to protect Aaron Brooks with the Jets game, and then he takes the helmet one and toss it in the stands. You'll never get away with that. What are you doing?
The pass that you brought up, man, it seemed like the ball hung up forever. I'm like, just come down Olave can get his feet in.
A good thing he dragged his foot.
Because we didn't know. We had to see it again.
We saw that back foot.
That he was able to drag, but that was a hell of a catch. But the ball seemed to just stay up there forever.
No, he was so open. That wasn't a good pass by Derek Carr. You got to put that more on point. He almost threw it out of bounds to him. But it did count because thanks to Olave with his footwork.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.